เนี่ยกูจะไปเรียนสมาลาของผมBlack Bee, you forget one, go out from here. Oh, you are a drunkard and you are unpure. Go out at once. I don't want to see you. And if you want to, fell on my feet, telling that I bought some sundae from Krishna. I don't want you and be any messenger. What is that? What is it, Charitra? Piyusha says, more than nectar, Piyusha says, always drinking this nectar from where? Yes. Not from mouth, from ears. And you will never be satisfied in less and less ears. Oh, more should come, like this. So in this slope, this is all.
So, Parita Pravanti. So, the nectarian drink, we have to drink with ear. In material world, we drink by mouth. But here, we should not drink by mouth. We have to drink this nectarian drink from bona fide sadhu by ear. So, what is effect? If he hears with ear, then Pravistra Karna Randhena Sanang Bhava Saroruham Dhunati Samalam Krishna Salilasa Jathasarat. Then Krishna will enter through your ears, because Krishna and Krishna's katha, there is no difference. Krishna will enter in our heart because of mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas through Harikatha. Pravishya Karna Randhena. And Krishna is threefolded. If he enters one, he never come out. So Pravishya Karna Randhena Sanang Bhava Saroruham. And then our bhava will be manifest in our heart, and gradually bhava will transfer his brain, then we can control Krishna in our heart. Dhunati Samalam Krishna. Inquiry may come in our mind, if we have so many types of anarthas or special illas, then
Sudha Goswami is telling
another thing, Sudha Goswami is telling, Dhunati Samalam Krishna, then Krishna will wash out all these things. Sukadeva Goswami Maharshi giving examples. Salilasa Yatha Sarat. The rainy season, all rivers and ponds become muddy. If you want to purify it, if you put so many potassium permanganate, yet when rain will come again, it will muddy. But when Asham will come, with the coming of Asham season, the water will be transparent automatically without any effort. Similarly, if you want to remove your lust, anger and anarthas by your own endeavor, not possible for you. But if you do sadhu sangha and the guidance of any bona fide Gurudev and Vaishnavas, then
And hearing this pastime. Very powerful.
It's so powerful. Then all Krishna will wash out all these things and he will take position in your heart. Then never that back will come in your heart again and again, not possible to come then back. So Taja Pivanta Nitrisha Vipadara Karnai Tanna Prisan Trila Bhayasoka Moha. Prisan means to touch, Bhayasoka Moha. Then Bhaya means fear. What is the most fearful thing in this world? Death. So even beyond death, out of death, that means when you hear Harikatha, gradually, through Guru Parampara, Sutta Satta come in your heart, and heart is, and after that, when Sutta Satta will be more fit, and minus will come for Krishna, then fame will come in our heart, after that Swarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi, then we have never to come back in this world, so there is no question of death, fear of death. So, Tanna Prisam Tira, Bhaya Soka Moha. And Sok means, when he lose anything in this material world, then he became unhappy. But here there is no chance to come back in this material world, there is no chance of Sok. And Moha means, bewildered or attachment with material things. So, when you come here Harikatha, then this Moha will go away forever also. So, Śrīla Sanātana Goswāmī Pāda, has explained in his Bhagavatamritam and accepted in Sadhu Sangha, drawing of Sadhu Sangha. Which Sadhu Sangha is explained here? If we read again and again, easily could not understand, very hard. But Gurudev, countless merciful, being countless merciful, he explained in a very, very simple way, and just like it, one affectionate mother or father teaches son and gets to holding his hand, is writing this A, B. The boy does not know anything. Affectionate father and mother teaching. Similarly, Gurudev, being so countless merciful, Karunaya Vidravan Deha, being so merciful, he is teaching us and he points out the essence of Srila Sanatana Goswami's commentary that which we could not understand our own effort. So Gurudev mercifully explains in a very simple way and with example by which we can understand very easily. Hare Krishna.
In this correction we can remember this show. Dikriditam Vajupuli Dharam Chavishnu Suryat Pathaparani Yedaja Bhakti Param Bhagavati Patilabhya Kamam Sridharo Masu Apidhinas Chachirayati. If you are in good high class of Israel and if you are hearing and then after that hearing you are what?
Explaining.
Obviously. Or writing anywhere in books, in your translation, in poetry translation, or any language, glorifying. Then first prema will come. Kama of Krishna will come here. And then what we must and everything so quickly. We will try to explain it tomorrow. Now also, doctor has told to be very careful. So today our class is finished and tomorrow we should come. And gradually we will develop and we will try to give very sweet classes and powerful classes. So what will be the sadhana of this Krishna? And you should always try to follow strongly. Having no duplicity, nothing, no self-interest. Be very sharp, simple, very simple. If you are simple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will quickly
his
mercy. Otherwise, it may take so much long. Go Pranam. Chaitanya, Krishna Das. Oh, your dance may come. They should come. Where they will dance? There?
Thank you.
something happens, some greed will come. Mm-hmm. Some greed will come. So this is the eligibility to enter into the Raganuga Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati Kretam Yadi Kutopi Labhite. Kretam Yadi Kutopi Labhite. Tataloyam Api Mula Mekalam. If you want to get Krishna Bhakti Rasa, what is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati? Mati means your consciousness. And what kind of state should it be? Bhavata. What kind of state? It should be Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita. That means saturated completely in Krishna Bhakti Rasa. Just like a rasagula. If you take a rasagula, then it's been soaking for days and days in the ras. So when you squeeze it, then ras will come out. If you touch it on the top, some ras will stick on your finger. If you touch it on anywhere you touch it, some ras will come out. And even if you squeeze it till it all came out, then when you taste it, there's still some inside. So this is called Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. When will my mind be in such a condition? Oh, that there's ras top to bottom, inside, outside and all around. Anything that touches me, some ras will come out. If I see anyone sweeping the street, cleaning the drain, oh, then I'll think, oh, Rasi Manjari is cleaning the drain of Srimati Radhika. Oh, anything I see, then when will it be that ras will come out? Everywhere. And if more and more ras comes out, oh, still there's so much inside also. So Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. Oh, we have to become like this. But if it's available, one should purchase it without delay. But there's a price. Tataloyam apimulam ekalam. Tataloyam apimulam ekalam. There's a price. What is that price? Only one price. What is that? No.
Greed.
Surrender? Nothing. Greed. Loliam. Only price is loliam, greed. But how do you get greed? Then it only removes the question one step further. How do you get greed? Srilasanatha Goswami Pad commented on this word. He said it will come by sadhu sangha. But okay, now I understand sadhu sangha. You know the band? One disciple is like an arrow.
Yeah.
So Srilasanatha didn't finish explaining anything. He goes, now I understand. He shoots off like an arrow. Yes, I understood it was sadhu sangha. But we have to go deeper and deeper. What kind of sadhu sangha? Lokik sadbandhubat. Lokik sadbandhubat. Like sadhu is my own family member. So that's why it says here, even the sadhu is not saying anything. He's not giving any instruction here. I'll just be with him when he's sleeping, eating, resting, talking any, apparently prajalpa. Anything he says. Anything he does, I'll just being with that person. What will happen? Then the sanskara will come. The greed depends actually on sanskara. And the sanskara comes from Lokisad Bandhubat. This kind of association with the Rasik Vaishnava. So the accumulation of sanskaras is the most important thing. Actually, Rasakatha should not be spoken. Rasakatha should not be spoken. But if it's spoken, who can it be spoken to? Or the one who has sanskars. If anyone has sanskars, then we can speak Rasakatha to them. And if we have sanskar, we can hear Rasakatha from any qualified writer. Otherwise, if these things are disclosed, then it will be an offense to Ras. And what will be the result? Oh, Ras will go away. Oh, and we will lose his feelings, and his heart will become dry. So those who have sanskara by association, lokik sadbandhubat association, then gradually will develop greed on their qualified, they can sit here and chant these things. Just like Ramana Das Goswami, he says that if there's very, very sweet harikatha going on anywhere, very pure devotees are speaking very sweet harikatha in some place, but I would rather be in Braj and listen to the Prajalpa of the Braj Basis. Why? Because if you go anywhere and any sadhus are speaking Harikatha, but they're not Braj Basis. Oh, Gurudev has come here, but he's Braj Basis, he's coming here. But any other place, then what will it be? They're speaking Harikatha, even the four Kumaras, so they can speak after Kaliya Leela. But it is not the words which are being said, it is the mood. It is a question of the mood. The mood of the devotee makes sanskara an impression. His words may do something, but his mood will make the impression. So even if anyone outside of Braj, someone who's not Brijbasi, oh, they're speaking very high level of Harikatha, and you go there, but what will you get from it? The mood of Ocalan. Ocalan mood will come there. They say, I'd rather be in Braj. Why? Even if the people are speaking anything bogus, they in Vrindavan, naturally the Brijbasis. Today, not so much, but in those days, the Brijbasis, they naturally have such a mood that they think of Krishna, oh, he's my son. He's my family member. Naturally. So he wanted this, to be in Vrindavan. And then they have no mood of awe and reverence. They know he's God, okay, but they never feel like that. So the example is given. Like Sanatana Goswami. He would wander around Braj and he would meet with the people. Oh, how are you? How is your dog? How is your cow? How is your daughter? Is she married yet? Did she have her baby yet? Why? This is all small talk. Why? Because Brijbasis, they have this mood. So the example is given. Once upon a time, there was a resident of Varsana. And you know, most of you have been to Varsana. So Varsana is here, and then the Gandhi is here. And in between, only a few kilometers. So he was a farmer, and his field was halfway between Varsana and Nandagaon, right on the border. So he was plowing up and down, and he's going over the border from Varsana to Nandagaon and back, not just with his plowing. But he lived in Varsana. So he'd just gone over the middle way, he was in the Nandagaon side, and he's plowing, and the sun was so hot, it was beating down on his head, and he fell on the ground, unconscious, fainted from the heat of the sun. So then, one villager saw him coming from the Nandagaon side, and he picked him up, and are you okay? Like this. He said, I'll get you some water, and he got some water. And he was about to give him some water. He said, no, don't give me any water. I can't take any water from you. This is called Brijbasi. Why? Because if anyone has a daughter, and their daughter gets married, so then they give their daughter like charity. It is dhan. Charity, actually. Give their daughter in charity to that family. So now, they cannot accept anything. They'll also have to give so much dowry and everything, along with the daughter. Sometimes maidservants and sometimes so many things, cloth, jewels and everything. Now they've given her, then they will not accept anything from the house of the bride. So, because all the Brijbasis are living in Varsana, oh, they think, oh, Vrishabhanu Nandini, this is my daughter. They naturally have that mood in their heart. And all the Nandagaon buses, what do they think? Because my Lala. He's my darling boy. So therefore, they think, oh, we gave our daughter to the Nandagaon buses, so we cannot receive any charity from them. Oh, so he would not take, even though he's fainted, he would not take any water from the Nandagaon buses. Because he has what? Atma Rati. Naturally, from the core of his heart, this attachment to Radha Krishna. So should we respect the Brijbasis? This is what Gurudev is speaking about today. And also it's in connection with this. If a sadhu, someone who has atmarati, even they're speaking bogus things, apparently. Anyway, by association with them, you get something very important. What is that? Oh, their mood will come. There's no opulence in this mood. This opulence is a big obstacle. Very big obstacle. You should pray to Gurudev, but you will. You know Bhagavan. Krishna's Bhagavan in Dwarka. And Mathura. Oh, sometimes he has four hands. Oh, sometimes when he's with Arjun on the battle of Kurukshetra, then he shows his Visharup. What did Arjun say? Oh, then he has millions of hands. So we pray, oh Gurudev, Bhagavan, Krishna, but Bhagavan, he's caught me. And he has millions of hands. He's caught me with so many hands. I can't get away. Please do something. Make him let me go. So I can leave him. I don't want to be with Bhagavan. I want to be with Nandanandan. Vrajanda Nandan Radhakanta Gopi Jana Vallabha. Son of Nanda Maharaj and the beloved of the Gopis. I don't want to be with Bhagavan. So only by the association of Brajrasik Vaishnava, Lokik Sadbandhubat, the sanskar that comes from this, oh then the heart will be soft and all the opulence will fly away. Then the natural mood of love to Krishna will come. So, Gurudev is mentioning this. This is just some ideas and reasons why we shouldn't associate with any high level of sadhu, and even if they're not speaking Harikatha or instructions, anyway they're associating. So valuable, very very valuable. Also, Gurudev today. He was saying that Goshalai Sujanai Bhusura. He was giving very internal meanings. At the end of Mana Siksha, it says, Manasik Sadaika Dasaka Varametad Madurayah Girad Girachitai Samadhi Tati Samati Tatiya. So Rupam Sayutam Sri Rupanugahya Bhavango Kula Bane Vinora Dha Krishna Sura Bhajana Ratnam Sa Labate. One should become a jewel thief. Jewel thief is so smart. They say this jewel is kept under lock and key and very difficult to attain. And they make a plan how to get it. They climb up the wall with their suction pads or anything. You know?
He meditates for years and years.
Last time.
How to get it. And
how
finally they do it.
And they'll take any risk.
Yes.
Yes.
Any.
Yes. But this is it. You should tell us about jewel thief.
No, my parents used to take me to these kind of movies when I was little.
Okay.
I just watched one last week in one country. Okay.
So, the jewel thief. Oh, so here he's saying, Jano Radha Krishna Atula Bhajana Ratna. There's an Atura. Atura means incomparable. There's an incomparable jewel. Mm-hmm. Oh, more than Kohino. More than the crown jewel. What is that? Krishna Bhajana Ratna. The jewel of Krishna, Radha Krishna Bhajan. It is incomparable. So if you want to get it, then you have to do something. Manasik Shadai Kada Saka Barametan Madhuraya. You have to sing Manasiksha every day in a very sweet voice. How sweet? Oh, very, very sweetly, like this. Guru Goste Gosalai Su Sujane Busuragane Samantri Sinami Braja Nava Yuvadvandasane Sadadambam Hita Kuru Ratima Purva Matitanam Aishwanta Prachastatubi Abhijate Vitapada. Very sweet voice. But actually this is not the meaning of sweet voice. Because what if you don't know the tune? What if your voice is like a donkey? Then that means you cannot get this jewel? No. The bhajan, the sweet voice means that you should sing it, knowing the deep meanings. Every word, there are many deep meanings. So knowing these deep meanings, this is how to sing it very sweetly. So Gurudev today, he was giving the very sweet meanings. He was giving some secret things. What is the rati? He said, you should have rati for Guru, Goste, Gosala, Susudine, Bhusura, Gane. This rati, what does it mean? First of all, you should have Shraddha. Shraddha means faith. But what kind of faith? This faith means the preliminary qualification, how to start. How to be just to come into the, be a candidate for beginning this path. What is that? Shraddha? Very easy. There are many definitions of Shraddha in Gaulambha. I told so many definitions of Shraddha from many scriptures. But Gurudev gave a very nice definition of Shraddha today. Very easy, and everyone can remember it. Do or die. Shraddha means do or die. Like Haridas Thakur, Kanda Kanda Hoideya Jai Dadi Pran Tabo Amini Badane Na Sadi Harinam. My dear sir, you can cut me into millions of pieces, no problem. But I'm not going to stop chanting Harinam. Do or die. I must attain my aim and objective. I must follow all Upadesamrita from Vatra Vegan Manasaka all the way up to Krishnasya Chapanya Vasati Prayasri Vyogi Radha. All the verses of Upadesamrita and all the verses of Manasiksha. Completely. Otherwise, I'll die. This is the move. This is called Shraddha. This comes first. Everything else can wait. So this is Shraddha. So one should have Shraddha. But this is not enough. You should have Nishtha. Nishtha means Buddhi Purvika. Buddhi Purvika means you're doing everything, hearing, chanting, remembering, and doing bhajan. Like Madhyam Adhikari. Madhyam Adhikari, he's doing his mantramaya upasana with any verse and chanting. Like Gurudev yesterday in his class, he quoted one verse, but he did not explain it. So I'll tell something. Yesterday, Gurudev closed his eyes and sing in his class. Rasi samvedam vichayodayam prahasitananam prema vikshanam viyadurasyo vikshadamate muhatishtya Muyate mana. What's the meaning? Gopis are feeling separation from Krishna and then remembering that Krishna is Chesta, many activities and pastimes are coming in their heart, and then remembering what Rasi Sambidam Ritsayodam. Rasasi means very secret, confidential things. Sambidam means discussion, rasalat, confidential discussions, very rustic. Ritsayodam, when I remember our confidential discussions, then what happens? Ritsayodam, the smara, the cupid, calm, comes in the heart. Calm is raised in my heart. That time I remember your prasitananam prema vikshanam. Sometimes how you're laughing and smiling. Sometimes how you look at me with a very fula sara yojaka kama. Looking with eyes, begging. Begging for something. Fula sara yojaka kama every day. Okay. Looking at me like this. And vyadarasriyo. And sometimes when I remember how your chest is so broad and strong, then what happens? Muhu atispriya. Muhu, again and again. Atispriya. So many intense, excessive actually, desires, they come in my heart. Muhitaimana, my mind becomes bewildered. What is that desire? Oh, good, I said, he quoted the verse, but he did not explain it. Only something came in his heart, and he said, any gopi in a very solitary place says to Krishna, Krishna, I'm so thirsty. Krishna, oh, well, there's Jinguna over there, and there's a lake over here, and a well over there. You can go here and there and get water. It's called Muhat, many desires coming in the heart. And Gopi said, you should try to understand what my thirst is. Like this. Then, oh, Krishna smiling, Pahasitananam, Prema Viksha, and looking with a very special kind of glance also. So this is any Madhyamalika is doing bhajan like this, chanting and remembering a verse, and many sanskars from his association, many sanskars are raised in his heart, impressions coming from his chanting and remembering. So Buddha is saying Guru Goste Gastu Sujanay Bhushuragane, that one should have very intense rati in the heart. When the many sanskars are coming from association, and he begins to contemplate on those sanskars, meditating as if his heart is purified. This is called bhav. Rupa Goswami Pada has written, bhavana, bhavanaya, padai, bhavanaya, padayaste. The sadhak, he's meditating on what? Bhavite gada sanskarai. Many very profound sanskars have become raised within his heart. This is called, this stage is called bhav. First stage of bhav comes, this is only rati. Only rati. Rati means like stay bhav. And then gradually he realizes vibhav, anubhav, yabhachari bhav, satvik bhav, these things. And then when it becomes so intense that he cannot perceive all of these bhavs individually, all are coming together in one experience. Yat chamatkara bhara buhu, Rupa Goswami says. A very extraordinary taste, astonishing, miraculous experience happens. It's called rasa. So Gurudev is saying this. If you don't have Shraddha, then you should have Nishta. So in Nishta, first of all, he's by Buddhi Purvika, he's applying his intelligence. And he's doing sadhan bhajan. I know I must do this. And he's madhyamadikari, and he's taking any mantra, any verse, and chanting and remembering that verse. And what will happen? Ruchi will come. So Gurudev said, oh, if you cannot, but Nishta is not enough. You will have to do bhajan. You will have to love Guru, Gostei, Gostale, Susu, Jinei, Busura, Ginei. Oh, not with Nishta, oh, but with Ruchi. His taste will come. This Ruchi has some Rati in it. For those who are on the path of Raganuga Bhakti, there's Rati in this Ruchi. But it's not Bhav. Bhav is when he's contemplating on the basis of so many deep sanskars. And he's fit to understand Rati. This means Sai Bhav. And also Vibhav, Anubhav. We were discussing about this the other day. But it wasn't clear. Rati comes in the heart. By association, Rati comes in the heart. But this is, and this is called bhav. But still it's not that bhav which comes after sakti. Why? Because this bhav which comes is rati. This rati means he has some perception of his sthayi bhav. But actual, what is bhav? Bhav means when after Asakti, when Rati, that means it's Dai Bhav, and Vibhav, Anubhav, Sanchari Bhav, Sattvika Bhav, all of them are coming, then this is actually Bhav. So this is the difference. So, Gurudev is saying, when he's in the stage of Ruti, Bhav comes, but this Bhav is Rati. It's not all Bhav, this is Rati, not all Bhav. But actually the stage of Bhav is when all Bhavs are present. Then it's called Bhav. So, the sadhak in the stage of Ruti, oh then some Rati has come here. But Gurudev said this Ruti is not enough. It should be Asakti. And then he said, and it should be Bhajaniya Shakti. But he did not explain clearly. So Gurudev here is making reference to Vishnu Sakvati Thakur in Madhurya Kadambini. He's described how Ruti, he has two parts. What is that? That's called Vastu Vaishista Apekshini, Vastu Vaishista Anapekshini. The first one, Vastu Vaishista Apekshini, means that there's taste. But when is there taste? There's taste when Rupa's playing Mridanga. Because his Mridanga playing is so nice. And Krishna Das is singing because his voice is like a Gandharva. And no one's playing out of time. And that time, all the kirtan so sweet. And then we experience some taste. It's called Vastu Vaishista Vaishista Apekshini. Apekshini means expecting. He's expecting or dependent. He's dependent on what? Vastu Vaishista. The Vaishista, the speciality of Vastu, in other words, the substance. His taste is dependent on the quality of the ingredients. If he sees that the deity, like the deities here, oh, dressed so nicely. Their cloth is so beautiful and many decorations and ornaments. So if he sees the deity, then his heart is moved by the beauty of the deity. This is Vastu Vaishista, Vaishista, affecting me. But if he sees the deity, like in Mangalarti this morning, Krishna, he didn't have any crown on. Did you notice? Krishna had no crown, no peacock feather. Not this Krishna this side. So then I thought, oh, Venam Karam Nipatitam Skalitam Shikandam Rastanta Pita Vasanam Rajaraja Suna Yasya Kataksa Saragata Vismatitasya Tamradika Prasarena Tadarasena. Oh, when will I taste the wrath of the Paricharya Seva of Srimati Radhika? Radhika is so powerful. Only by her glance. She shoots her glance like an arrow, and what happens? Venam Karam Nipatitam Skalitam Shikandam. Oh, Krishna's hat falls off. He speaks of Prasarena. So they, oh, Krishna, I have no peacock feather this morning. Radhika must have shot him with some arrows. So, anyway, if the deities are not dressed properly or correctly or anything, someone in the level of Vastu Vaishista Apakshini, then they'll say, they'll look and they'll have no taste. They think the deity is not clean. There's some cobwebs on his lute. There's a mouse running off him. Everyone who's been to cases, you go there like mice are so lucky. Oh, inside Radhika's sleeve so lucky. So if someone is on this low level of Ruchi, if they see these things, their taste is finished. There's no taste for them. If any
somebody's singing off tune.
Yes. Have you noticed if anyone sings off tune, he becomes so angry. Because he's very concerned about the other sadhaks who might be in this level of the lower level of Ruchi. He does not want that their bhajan will be ruined. That's why. But if anyone is in a high stage, then what will happen? Also, in the low level, the devotee will come and he'll see the deity inside. Oh, this deity is so beautiful. Where is this marble from? Is it from Jaipur? Is the marble from Jaipur? Like this. This is not darshan. This is not darshan. Deity is not marble. Deity is not even a deity. Actually, deity is Krishna himself. Patitama nahi tumi sakshat brajendanandan. You are not a deity. Patitama nahi tumi. Directly of brajendananda. So when the devotee is in a high level of ruchi, Vastu Vaishista Anapekshini, never sees these things. When he comes to see the deity, he never thinks this is a deity even. Patitama nahi tumi sakshat brajendanandan. Directly, you are brajendanandan Shyamasundar and Srimati Radhika. Directly. Deity is not stone. Acharya Vishnu Shiradi Guru Shunarmati. If you think that the deity is stone or brass or anything, then what does it mean? Yasaha Narakisaha. Then you have a hellish mentality. Even we think, oh, the deity is stone, but it's been installed by Guru, and Guru has put the deity inside the stone. So Krishna is revealing himself through the deity. This is also against our Siddhanta. This is not our Siddhanta. Krishna is revealing himself through the deity. Never. Deity is Satyadananda Vigraha. There is one Shakti, it's called Swarup Shakti. Swarup Shakti. This Swarup Shakti is Krishna's internal potency. And in this, Samvit Sandini and Hadini. So when the Samvit Shakti, the knowledge potency, is prominent in Swarup Shakti, then it manifests as Atma Vidya. Understanding what is your Atma. And when Hadini Shakti is manifest predominantly, then this manifests as Guhya Vidya. Guhya Vidya means, oh, the knowledge of devotional service, bhakti. Transcendental love and affection. And when Sandini, Samvit, and Hladini, all three, are manifest equally and condensed in their most condensed form, then what is it called? Sri Vigraha. This is called Deity. Deity is not any stone or anything. It is Sri Vigraha. Actually, all the devotees here are so advanced and elevated, so I can say, there's no such thing as a Prampratishtha. I'm taking worry now. No such thing as Prampratishtha. This is only teaching for neophyte devotees. There's no such thing as Prampratishtha. Krishna, oh, he comes in this world, but we cannot understand how it happened. Very mysterious. So the deity is not deity. And Krishna is not come inside the deity. What is the deity? Deity is the most condensed manifestation, Satyadananda, all three at once. And where did he come from? He came out of the heart of the sadhu. When the sadhu does bhajan and chants his mantra, oh, then the deity of his mantra will come in his heart. Every sadhu has another deity. Another deity. Who came in the heart of our Param Gurudev? Who came in the heart of Rupa Goswami? Who came in the heart of the Sanatana Goswami? Who came in the heart of the Bhagavanatas Goswami? Gandavi Kagidid Hari. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur also. Who came in the heart of Madhu Pandit? Gopinath. Like this. So there is some speciality. When the deity in the heart of a sadhu comes out of his heart so that everyone can see the Lord of his heart, this is called Sri Vigraha. Vigraha. Vi means Vishesrupain. Graha. Gahankarna. To accept. Krishna, we cannot serve him because we cannot see him. But Vigraha, especially to accept our service, he comes before us. How? As Vigraha. So, Patimanahi to me, Sakshat Brajendanandan. You are not a deity. Directly, you are Brajendanandan. So, when the devotee is in a high level of Ruchi, then he never sees that the deity is clean, unclean, dressed, not dressed, anything. Only, oh, Krishna. If you are feeling separation from your friend, and you have not seen them for a long time, and then all of a sudden you see them, you know, and oh, hi, Bo Prabhu. And you run up to him and give your dandavat. But then you don't start looking and say, oh, you've got a stain on your t-shirt. This is far, far, far from your mind. Never. Only, oh, like this. So when the sadhak, he comes before the deity. Oh, Krishna, only feeling like this. And many moods, many bhavs, because the dress of Krishna will be Udipana. So much Udipana. He's peacock feather. You know, Krishna is very, very, so beautiful. How he looks. So, this is called Vastu Vaisishta Anatrakshini. Not dependent on the speciality of the ingredients. If the kirtan is so bad, and the person is singing out of tune, completely out of tune, oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway, attracted. Quite mad, not thinking of anything. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one lady in Jagannath Puri, she was in the farming some brinja, some eggplants. And while she was doing that, she was singing, Sita Kamala kucha mandala adrita kundala hai kalita lalita banamala jayo jayo devare. Who heard this became mad. Who is singing? And he ran. And in between there and the field of brinja, only thorn bushes. His cloth was caught and torn on the thorn bushes. And he's running, and his feet soft. Mahaprabhu's feet are very soft and reddish, and treading on hard thorns, but he cannot feel anything. And running, who is singing? Whoever will sing them, or what to do? Just like Pataprudha Maharaj. When Pataprudha Maharaj is singing Venu Geet to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopi Geet to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what did he say? Oh, he jumped up. He said that, Tumi mori dile bahu amurya ratan ami kichu diti nari karaya lingan. You have given me so many valuable jewels, but I've got nothing to pay you back with. Ami kichu diti nari karaya alingan. So only thing I can do is alingan, embrace. I give you an embrace. This is all I have. So he embraced Pataprudha Maharaj. The same way, Mahaprabhu hearing this sound, running, oh, where is that person? I'll embrace them. But it was a lady. A big problem for a sannyasi. You can embrace Pataprudha Maharaj, no harm. But to embrace this lady who's farming a brinja eggplant, big problem.
Well, didn't Jagannath run out of tune to hear somebody?
Yes.
What was she singing?
Sitaka also. Yeah. Right. Jagannath is very attracted by this Gita Govinda.
He ripped his cloth off.
Yes. His cloth was left there. Someone found it in the field. Oh, what is this? And brought it back to the king. Evidence. The pujari was not a thief. So, playing their mind.
Wasn't the Devi Dasi that was singing?
So, here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became quite mad and he wanted to embrace. He had no sense. And anyone? I think Govinda?
Govinda.
And Mahaprabhu said, oh, you saved my life. If I had embraced her, I would have died. I would have had to give up my life. So, if Ruchi comes into a high level, oh, that time no discrimination. Nothing at all. And then, but this Gurudev said today, this Ruchi, not enough. I have to come in love of Asakti. So then Asakti, when Ruchi becomes deeper, then it's known as Asakti. And this Asakti is two types also. And Gurudev said today, only mention one type. But there are two types of Asakti. Asakti in bhajan. Being very deeply attached to chanting and remembering. But when it becomes mature, then it becomes Asakti in bhajani. Asakti in bhajani. That means the attachment is not to the bhajan. The attachment is, there is attachment in bhajan included in this. But more attachment to the object of one's bhajan. So he said like this, in this state, then rati will come. And then that rati, this atma rati, the attachment of the soul. This is so spontaneous. Just like a magnet. Magnet doesn't think, only automatically the magnet is attracted. So in the same way, just like iron, if iron does the magnet sangha, association with the magnet, what happens to the iron? Iron also becomes a magnet, actually. Even if you take the magnet away, now that iron will attract us more iron. So in the same way, by sadhu sangha, something miraculous happens. This atma rati comes. In other words, one's heart changes. Spontaneous, unprecedented, love and affection. Uncontrollable, helplessly one becomes attached. So here Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, try to have this kind of attachment. And it comes by association. See, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught Sanatana Goswami Pad. One verse. Vavapavago janato yadabhavet janasthitahati to satsamagama satsangamo yahi tadaiva sarkato paravareshe twai jayate rati. He said that if someone is wandering in this world through many lifetimes, all that journey through birth and birth, it will go on indefinitely. But if their journey in this material world is about to be terminated, it's about to be finished, there's a symptom. What is that symptom? Comes into sadhu sangha. This is the sign. Someone thinks I'm hearing, chanting and doing so much bhakti, and I will not associate with any high class sadhu. Then you can understand.